This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I'm not sure why, but it's President's Day. For those of you listening live on the air today, you're listening about to the United States today, World of Health Talk Radio, but United States focused because of, President's Day. Yay, everybody loves a dictator. Wait a second. No, that's not supposed to, we're not supposed to love that. We're America. Three co-equal branches of government. Now, that hasn't been working out in a long time, and this isn't a Donald Trump tirade. You don't tune into this show to hear Donald Trump tirades. This is about, if there is a tirade, about the American people lost their way. Because they're eating GMO food. They're not coming to the fun events like we had yesterday, being on a local homestead, somebody that's really trying to reestablish permaculture and grow their own food and eat the food as it's grown. And so big news, if we had kept our nutrition intact, we'd be much less likely to be taken over and decay and crumble into, I don't know, some semblance of some other, what kind of government, what kind of form of government would we fall into at that point? Super Don, you got your ears on, my friend. I don't hear him.
Hello.
There he is.
Hello.
Yeah, I don't want to start off President's Day complaining about things, but first foremost.
It's President's Day.
I know. First thing, I'm indoors. Like, dude, I want to do my show outdoors every day now. I got spoiled yesterday being on the homestead. That was such a fun show.
That was neat. A lot of fun. I mean, a lot of great pictures. And I know that you must have had Captain Morgan all over you about taking pictures and taking videos and all that, because you did a great job.
We did some great stuff. It was fun. I kid about the whole President's Day. I'm just not into the holiday because...
I'm not either. I forgot it was President's Day altogether.
No, and the reason is not because, I hate presidents, right? It's not about that.
You commie. You're a total pinko.
It's because we're not supposed to have, like, these leaders where we worship them, right? And listen, we can revere the founding fathers, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, things like that. But to have, the day to honor the presidents, like, no, because they're supposed to be humble servants, right? You go into politics to serve the people. Of course, that's not how it goes. It's like Soylent Green. The people become basically the fodder for whether it be warfare. The executive branch has been engaged in a lot of warfaring since World War II, none of which has been, established in terms of declaration of war, according to the Constitution, via Congress, which says the Congress is derelict in its duty for allowing the executive branch to just run roughshod over it. And then the judiciary comes in and says, hey, the executive branch can't do what it's even allowed to do by saying, hey, let's hold off on these borders, these open borders. Let's take a look at the people coming in, whether they're good for the country or not. Can't do that. Every other country in the world would do that, but not America, because that would be cruel and unusual, and maybe some people would say the R word, racist. And I'm starting today just annoyed, Super Don. I just want to say that right out of the gate. A little bit annoyed.
You're all cranky and grumpy. You're getting old.
Maybe that's it. My beard is gray.
I noticed you were kind of scruffy yesterday on the video there on the...
Yeah, well, when I don't have to go out and give lectures in public and I'm out on the farm, right? Like, it don't matter. And, you know, the guys we had on the show, man, they had excellent beards. They could have been commercials for beards, right? Dollar Shave Club. We don't buy any because we don't shave. But they look great. Me? Scruffy. Just scruffy. Anyway, folks. I'll get over
anyway.
It. It'll be okay.
Must be Monday, right?
We've been talking
about beards and all kinds of stuff here, and we're not even into the first story.
Monday. Hey, yeah, that's true. We got to get in the first story. By the way, Dr. Rasha Bitar is with us next hour, as he always is, as we do advanced medicine together. It's going to be awesome, as always. RobertScatbell.com for the show notes. Captain Morgan's busily working them up. And we should have lots of cool stuff upcoming we'll let you know about soon as well. But,
now,
hey,
let's start off. Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Let me set the stage here.
Yeah, okay.
When you think of a fast food restaurant
mm-hmm.
where you could eat clean
yeah.
and organic, what's
right.
the first thing you think of?
Come on.
If I was asking the board op, he'd know exactly what I'm talking about.
Right, Pizza Fusion.
No.
Or no, that pizza place I ate in Scottsdale or
no,
organic pizza.
George, people, non-GMO, what does
right.
he think of?
Non-teasing you. Just being
ordering. Chipotle,
right? Chipotle, of course. Yeah, they
right?
first out of the block to really go big thanks to McDonald's. We've been through the whole story. And then when they said no more GMOs, they got attacked viciously and were said
right.
to be contaminated with bacteria and such. You know,
I know. Guess what? They have got somebody that is giving them a run for their money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a place I don't think I've ever eaten at this place we're going to talk about before, but apparently they're actually kind of passing Chipotle up when it comes to the rankings of clean food.
Really? Now, this is the Panera Bread Company, or at least that's
Panera.
What it's called. Panera, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been talking. I've been seeing their commercials, and they're asking the question, is like, since when was food filled with all these synthetic chemicals, right? Food and not food, right? And I have to give them props for their marketing on this because they're appealing to people like me, perhaps. I don't often eat out. Of course, when we do, we have to find a place that has clean food. And this goes beyond kosher 2,000-plus years ago. Kosher, they didn't consider genetically engineered ingredients. I'm sure that would not be kosher. Synthetic toxic poisons, sure, it wouldn't be kosher. But, again, they have to rewrite those laws, and they don't often revisit them in that way. So it's up to these companies to make it right, because the federal government sure is not like mandating that these fast food chains go non-GMO. You can hold your breath. You're going to be not breathing forever if you wait for that. But here's if I'm going to lighten my mood a little bit right now, Super Don, it'd be because this is happening in spite of governments working against people's access to good information and good clean food. This is a good trend, and this has been happening, and I have to give props to Chipotle for really starting it up in a bigger way than anybody. Not to say they're the only ones now, but that Panera's come on.
And not only that, but Chipotle took the hit. I mean,
they did.
Think about it, because
first
they led
went out the
way.
Gate. You're right. Yeah. So they're the Panera drug company. No, it's not the drug company anymore. It's Panera Bread Company. they've taken out sodium benzoate, nitrate, sodium phosphate, potassium sorbate, FD&C colors. There's a big no-no list that the ingredients have. Now, I'm not saying that their whole menu is organic. That's not what we're saying here. And, you know, we've talked about Jason's Deli. I've been to Jason's Deli. They have some organic options, right? So it's moving that direction. You've got more and more grocery stores, even the Walmarts of the world, the Costcos of the world, selling more and more organic. But it doesn't go to the area where we were yesterday. So, you know, I don't want to be the bearer of, well, it's good news, but it's not. But it isn't necessarily all local, right?
That's
and I know
true. No, I guarantee if you walk into a Panera, there will not be somebody standing there with a pitchfork.
No, that's true. You got to see those pictures.
Yes.
Go to the face. Actually, I added that picture like American Gothic, American Permaculture, RJ and Benjamin yesterday from their little farmstead.
Well, that's a good comparison, but I got to tell you, if people go and they check out the video that you posted
mm-hmm.
up on the Facebook page,
yeah.
And actually, I don't know if it's that video, but the one that I saw yesterday might be the same video where
yeah.
you guys go into the Green Acres theme.
Oh, we actually sang the
right?
Green Acres theme. Yes, it was a lot of fun. We were having a good time. We were happy. Our bellies were full. The food was so excellent. So I hope that everybody takes heart to what I was messaging. on the show with everybody, that you can start these groups or you can connect with these groups and you can start doing little by little. Even what they said, Zone 1 gardens, which are right outside your kitchen, where you can do basic stuff. Anybody can do that, even if it's a windowsill. I want you to know that. And that's what we're trying to do. The power to grow is yours, not just heal, but grow. And, of course, then leads to the healing. Now, in addition to cleaning up that Panera is doing and other, they're all trying to race to say, hey, we could be the cleanest now, which is like a few years ago, you know, I talked to folks and they'd say, well, if I tell my parents or my family that I want to eat clean food, they think I'm squirrely and orthorexic or chemophobic, as it said in the DSM-5 now. But now it's changed. It's like these major chains are trying to meet your demand because you're demanding it, and that's great. Now, while we have access to oil and they can ship food all over the world, you can go out to a cleaner fast food restaurant. But what about after that? That's my message now. What about after that? And as I said too yesterday, what's the worst thing that could happen if you spent the time, money, effort, energy to grow a garden in your own backyard, side yard, front yard? There's no downside. You have actually connected to the land. You're happier. You're healthier. Your kids are awesomer, right? And let's just pretend they find more oil forever and ever and ever, right? That's the aliens' pipe dream. They come down, they find it, it's forever. You still are going to be healthier than everybody else eating petrochemical food, is my point. Or even food shipped from across the country via petrochemicals. So the point is, yes, I'm glad. Believe me, I'm glad. If I have to travel, and I do still, to find cleaner places to have food. Otherwise, I fast. But there's, you know, an antibiotic drug scenario. If you're eating animal proteins, for instance. And Panera has actually scored higher than Chipotle on that percentage total. They both got an A, but Panera got a 98% and Chipotle got a 96%. Next on the list is Subway. I don't know why. I don't know if McDonald's even has over 50%. I don't know what's going on here with this.
Well, it's an interesting list because I think most of the places on this list is not some place you would choose to eat. I mean, mm-hmm. Period.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like you've said before, if you're not ready to make the leap to 100% organic,
yeah,
there is nothing wrong with starting to clean up what you're doing now. I mean, sure. Any progress is good progress. So if you're eating Kentucky Fried Chicken every day and you say, you know what, I'm going to try and eat a little bit better. I'm going to go get a Subway sandwich instead of Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's not perfect, but it's better.
Right.
Would you agree?
Especially if they pull the nitrates out, right? Because a lot of these cold cuts, if you will, if they're not antibiotic laden, which apparently Panera not, you got to be sure they don't have the nitrates, the other things that are added in, and some of these fast food restaurants, not there yet. All right, folks, we got to get to the next phase, and maybe if I take some CBD on the break from Plus CBD Oil, right, CBD Sciences, I'll be calm and cool, and we'll talk about
just don't
our
fall asleep.
No, don't fall asleep, but our elders are doing this plant. We're going to talk about it after the break.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, trying to, you know, lift my spirits here. Like I said, being indoors, I just like being outdoors. And no sunburn yesterday, but we got great doses of vitamin D as well. Broadcasting from the porch on a homestead, and like I said, if you get the, this is not me hopefully making you upset or angry with me, because many of you listening are probably in the throes of still the winter in the northern hemisphere. Those of you in the southern hemisphere, and you're there, you're in the throes of summer. So hopefully you're enjoying yourself and sweating a good sweat to detox from the things that are going on in planet Earth that we got to detox from. But what about our old folks, our old people, right? We don't want to eat all the old people like that song is that Super Don plays once in a while. There's happy news, there's good news, there's good trends happening. And it leads to today's happy update, which happens to be a cannabis update.
Pass the Tucci on the left-hand side. Pass the Tucci on the left-hand side. It's a whole bunch.
Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
On the left-hand side.
Well, the headline reads, when retirement comes with a daily dose of cannabis. And you see this 98-year-old woman in a wheelchair drinking a vitamin water, which is really not a good form of water, in my opinion. These are synthetics that are in there. Just drink water. Get some Echo water in there. But what she's downing, or it's like a chaser, for a green pill filled with cannabis oil. She has neuropathy, and they're giving her cannabis oil instead of Neurontin or some other toxic medication, non-steroidal or steroidal. This is a good sign. When we talk about seniors, you know, those are our elders being hammered by drugs, there's no way to say it's like Thor's hammer of drugs that they're being thrown at. 15, 20, 30 drugs. Don't know how they're surviving it. And here's a good sign as more people recognize the value and benefit of this plant. however they're doing it. I don't care if they're smoking it, drinking it, eating it, however they're getting it in them. Because it's genuinely reducing suffering, in some cases, enhancing recovery with whatever potential there is at 98 years of age or any other age if you happen to be in a nursing home. And they're saying this in retirement communities to nursing homes. I imagine it'd be probably a pretty fun party, Super Don, to go to a retirement community in Colorado at this point.
It'd be the most entertaining game of shuffleboard you've played in your life.
Yeah, no, I mean, there where it's like it's wide open, but in terms of other states where it's still not there, where there's medical options, I like the trend here because we've just, you know, over-medicated. Again, I can't, it's not, there's no way to overstate how over-medicated we are as a culture, as a country, but our elders even more so. And so we got medical use in 29 states, including New York of all places, although we've seen the restrictions on them, and D.C. And the more people are hearing about it, the more doctors are hearing about it, the more reality is setting in here, that this plant, a gift from God, in my opinion, is able to do so many things for so many people. Neuropathic pain, muscle spasms, although with muscle spasms, I also want to say, hey, you should be spraying down everybody with some Ease Magnesium in those old folks' homes. That alone, you know, might take out even the need for the cannabis. But if they need the cannabis, heck yeah, it's going to help with MS. The weight loss issue we've known for years, cachexia, the wasting away in cancer because of the chemotherapy, they lose their appetite. Dealing with vomiting, nausea, back from chemo, right? And dementia, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's. I mean, all of the things that are happening at that age, which I don't think they should happen, but it's a toxicological burden that these folks that have been on planet Earth longer than we have are carrying for a long time, and finally it's doing in their nervous system, their brain and their nervous system. Can we buy some time? Can we safely do that? Yeah, cannabis can do that. For those of you who want to access and for grandpa and grandma, whether they're in one of those homes or not, you can at least get them started on CBD in all 50 states. If you go to pluscbdoil.com, and you can get it at a discount, you know, RSB15. Now, there's another story here real quick about the sharp rise over the last 7 or 8 years or so, or 9 years. Older Americans' use of multiple psychotropic drugs. This is sort of a counterbalance, like Zoloft, Paxil, Prozac, the SSRIs. As I talk about, they're being hammered. What are they going to do? Say no? They're in a home. They're given a thing. Take these. And so there's a competing interest, obviously, from the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And I think having a guy like Tom Price heading up HHS is a good sign because the AAP, of which he was a member, the Association for American Physicians and Surgeons, AAPS, I apologize, that is the group that really gets that we are over-medicating our seniors. And so the idea of Medicare, Medicaid, etc., providing more drugs like Chuckie Schumer wants for your grandma and grandpa, not a good plan, Chuckie. If you want those drugs, you can have them for yourself, but leave our favorite old people out of it, okay? Get some cannabis in there. All right, questions of the day coming up. We missed one yesterday on sleep paralysis. Also, how much protein should you be eating? We'll tackle that next. Go to robertscottbell.com.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, am I feeling a little bit better? Super Don, am I sounding a little bit better? Or did I sound like the angry Robert Scott Bell today? President's Day. Annoyed, right? Right from the get-go. That's okay. I still am watching all these people protest. I'm like, dude, man, they are so out of balance. You know, there's so much the effect of everything going on around them. It's like, you know, get a handle, get a hold of your life. You want to grip them by the shoulders and go, it's okay. It's over. Move on.
You know, you're right.
Get into the garden.
You know, did you see the one that I've been kind of focused on just because it's the most entertaining is the protest, quote, art project that Shia LaBeouf, or I like to call him Shia LaBarf.
Shia LaBeouf. Shia? I thought it was Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf, whatever.
Right.
anyway, where they've got this 24-hour live stream camera,
Mm-hmm.
It started off at a museum, I think it was like in New York or something, and they had to shut it down because there was all this violence going on. But what they do is people come up to the camera and they have like this thing where they chant, "He will not divide us." And it reminds me of like a Catholic mass or something, because it's like, mm-hmm. "He will not divide us." And then everybody in the crowd, "He will not divide us."
Mindless.
And then every once in a while, you get some crazy people that come in there dressed like chickens and stuff, and they're dancing around, "He will not divide us." Hey, have you heard of this?
I've seen pictures. I thought he got arrested or something for violence.
He got arrested because it did actually get very violent. And what he was trying to accomplish by doing the "He will not divide us" ended up being very divisive, because anybody that came up with an alternative opinion,
divided. Divided right out of there. Yeah, disingenuous. It's just, I don't want to waste my breath and energy on it, but it's just disappointing to see. But again, why should I be disappointed at this point? What do you expect? People are now at a low level of survivability. And I mean that because it's like President Trump, or if it was President Clinton, they're not coming to feed you when the trucks stop delivering food. It's just like, what's really important? And these people have the luxury, as I said this, in America, you have the luxury to be depressed and still be just fine. Be upset, still be just fine. Whereas there are people in certain areas of the world, and this is not like me going to my kids, "There are people starving in Africa, eat everything on your plate," right? It's not that. But I've actually been to places of the world that are very poor, and where every day you wake up and you don't necessarily know if you're going to live through the day because of violence or other things, gangs, hordes, criminals. It's like Chicago, right? Wait, that's in the United States. Never mind. This is sad what's happening. And so the perspective is that when you are so comfortable that you can every day go out, "They will not divide us," chant, "They will not divide us," and just meet and do this as an art project, it's like, boy, oh boy, you don't have to worry about where your next meal's coming from. You got no worries, buddy. And as I said, you've looked to the presidency, you've looked to the federal government for far too long as the arbiter of whether you should be happy or sad. If your guy or gal is in there, then you're happy. What really changed, honestly? I want to go into it, but I don't, because I got questions of the day I want to get into. But I can't help but just kind of hopefully throw out some perspective that the energy that you utilize is so, reminds me of, you saw that Monty Python movie, The Meaning of Life? Did you ever see The Meaning of Life?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a very funny song in there. And, every sperm is sacred. And if it's wasted, God gets quite irate. But the story, the theme, the thematic is like about energy utilization. It's about utilizing it for benefit, for your benefit, for those around you. Not wasting it on something that is being utilized by a succubus on some level. And we'll get to that. Scary entities out there that want to just suck your energy dry until you're no longer, or keep you alive long enough so they can subsist upon you, much like you're the copper top in the Matrix. There's stuff like that that's happening when you see Shia LaBeouf doing his thing with these art projects and saying, or today is not my President's Day. Listen, my president or not, he's the president of the corporate United States at this point.
Dude.
Right?
And speaking of protests, I got the biggest laugh last night. You know how, you remember when we were on the air, I think, was it yesterday or was it Sunday when it was the day without immigrants, or was that Friday? I can't remember.
I don't remember which day that was.
Yeah, it was the day without immigrants. So
probably Friday.
It was the day that if you happen to be an immigrant.
They shut down, right?
Yeah, you just, I'm just not going to go to work today. I have read story after story where people said, "Hey, boss, me and these five other guys, we're going to take part in this protest and we're not going to show up for work." They got fired.
Nice. They deserve it.
Well, what do you expect, right?
Yeah. No, as I said, that's why the immigrants that want to come here for work are going to go, "Are you kidding me? I got to show up for work to care for my family. I got to get paid to not work. It's stupid."
I'm waiting for the lawsuits on this, though. Where it's like, whoa.
You're not allowed to protest?
Day without Immigrants Day, and I got fired. That's unfair. It's racist.
Violation of my First Amendment freedom to not show up for work and expect to still have a job. See, that wasn't written into there. That's not part of the First Amendment. Okay. All right, so if you guys want to talk about this, it's fine. You can call me, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Leave a message when we're not here, or go to robertscottbell.com or our social network connections, at RSBell Media on Twitter, and we're on Facebook as well, and you can leave a message there, too, and we'll get to that. But for now, we want to get to you, those who have reached out through particularly the website and left us a message. It's time for the questions of the day.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, first question of the day comes from Jill. Jill, this is straightforward. I like this question. I have been a regular listener since I first saw you on the Truth About Cancer series. I have a question about how much protein is needed for a good diet. I've seen much conflicting data. What is your take on this? Also, what is your opinion on the advantages of whey protein powder versus bone broth protein supplements? All right, first stage. It's a question. It's a valid question, except it can't be answered in a generic sense because everybody's needs are different. Now, that's not me copping out. I'm going to give you some more information than that. But the idea of how much protein you need is based on something called the nitrogen balance. Now, we were just out on the farm, and I don't know if you've ever heard of, like, plants that are, like, nitrogen, how would they say, gatherers. Their root system really brings the nitrogen back into the soil. Have you ever heard of that, Super Don?
I have,
certain,
yeah.
Like pigeon peas, different things that will go, this is going to concentrate and bring the nitrogen in the soil. Why is it needed? Because it's needed for growth. And it's the same thing when we talk about our protein needs. Amino acids, ultimately, when you break proteins down into what they are, amino acids, it's about nitrogen. Nitrogen builds, you know, muscle, bone, you know, all of these things. So the question is, how much do you need, Jill? What are you? Are you an Olympic caliber athlete? Are you a UPS truck driver lifting boxes all day? Are you a website designer that sits in the chair all day? Right? These things are very real. Now, within that range, there are even ranges within each athlete because everybody's metabolic functions are different, needs are different. But I will say this, what I learned many, many years ago from my mentor in homeopathic medicine was that, and it probably came from the peer-reviewed literature, I don't know which one all those years ago, this is something that's fairly common, I think, is that you may only need about 15 grams of protein, just as a human being, to establish the nitrogen balance every day. Now, you know, again, variability based on being an Olympic-caliber athlete, hunting in the wild, chasing after wild animals.
15 grams sounds pretty low to me.
Doesn't it, though? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I realize that. But if you're talking about survivability, that's not a lot. Now, part of the issue is that we've gone so far out of kilter in terms of what we eat that we've gone loaded into carbs because then when they told us fat was bad. So that drove us into a very dangerous place where we're dealing with refined sugars, basically, and how that is not really sustainable because that's more instant energy, and, of course, then it's converted to fat until you don't have chromium. Then the mineral's not there to convert it, and then now you're dealing with diabetes, even obesity. You can't metabolize anything properly. So there are people that will go 30 grams, 300 grams. I mean, the thing is, though, it's your ability to break it down will determine how much you need as well. How efficient are you at breaking down protein? How good is your digestion? Do you have adequate stomach acid production, for instance, right? The low pH in the stomach that starts certain breakdowns, if you will, of complex animal proteins in particular. And then, you know, all the enzymes necessary. Again, in order to produce the stomach acid, you need minerals. You need magnesium. So there are a lot of questions there. I don't mean to overcomplicate it for you, but it's a wide variety of what you actually need from a survivable standpoint to a growth and healing standpoint. Some will say our elders, we were just talking about our elders, may need more protein because they're breaking down and not rebuilding as well, but it could be because they're not digesting efficiently and not absorbing, utilizing that which they are taking in. And if their systems are corrupted, you can put more protein in and they can't break it down. And then you have metabolic waste like uric acid that are very pro-inflammatory, act like free radicals, inflaming everything that they come in contact with, burdening the liver and the kidneys, and then creating other problems. So there's a whole big question that you ask that leads to many other questions. Your needs are going to be different based on your activity, though. Doesn't that suck, Super Don?
It's nice. He's like, yeah, I've been seeing lots of conflicting information. How much should I take? Well.
Yeah. No, but this is an honest answer.
Well, and you're right. And I mean, you got to do your homework on it. If you want to find that perfect number, you know, then you're really going to have to spend some time, you know, looking into what you're talking about. You know, what is it that you're trying to do? Are you trying to maintain? Are you trying to lose weight?
Are you trying to build muscle?
Right. Blah, 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 blah. Listen, a good starting point to start from where you'll be in a good safe zone, and this is something that when I saw that we were going to be doing this questions, I was looking up some of my old training stuff.
Yeah.
And if you multiply your weight in pounds by 0.36, that gives you a safe place to start from. And then I think a good idea is to then start looking into those other details that you were talking about. So if you really want to dial it in into what is the absolute perfect thing, you've got to take into consideration your height and your weight and your age and your activity level and, you know, what kind of protein that you're taking, which was her other question.
Yeah, and remember hydration, because you can need a lot of water in the process of digestion. So you want to make sure you're hydrated. We've talked about that as well. Now, as far as opinions, whey protein, if it's non-denatured, it hasn't been heat-treated, pasteurized out of reality, that's a great source if it's coming from a clean source. We utilize that. I really do like the bone broth proteins that I'm getting now from Epigenetic Labs. Excellent. And so I can't speak ill of either. If your body does well and if you're finding good, clean, quality forms of that, and they're very easy to assimilate, and that's the key here. We don't want to stress a system that is not able to break down complex proteins. And so some of these supplements are easier, and that's why they're there. Although many of the bodybuilding proteins still contain aspartame and other synthetic isolates that are going to do you more harm than good. So be on the lookout for that. And I'm sure, Jill, that's not what you're doing. Hey, Mark D., I know you had a question about sleep paralysis.
Let's do it in the next segment.
You want to? All right, yeah, it's going to be a challenge. All right, I'll give it a go. When we come back, more questions of the day answered for you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Scott Belcher. All right, rocking the health world here on President's Day. Just one more setup of that. Remember, the president is not your president or my president unless you are a corporate citizen. Because you got to understand, the corporate United States happened when the bankruptcy happened in 1933. Of course, they don't talk about that anymore. Like, no, it's all artificial reality for you, me, and everything. So, indeed, everything's fake news. Everything's fake news because you've been duped into believing you're a citizen subject to the jurisdiction of a bunch of dunderheads in Congress and the Senate and the judiciary and occasionally the president, too. There, I said it. Happy? You haven't touched your food. Yeah, there, I touched it. You happy? All right, a little ornery today, I am, I admit it, but we're going to keep on moving on. Hey, Mark D., you know who you are. Super D is trying to be nice to you because I was going to put your question off till tomorrow because I kind of went long last segment on the protein question because it's pretty complicated. But Super D's a little nervous because he knows he hasn't fixed the opening of the show in about a year and a half.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay. That's what it was.
So if he figures if he plays nice with you, you'll cut him some slack still there. But this is an interesting question. You don't get this question every day. What's up, my healing partners, Mark D. says. I wonder if you have any knowledge or insight on sleep paralysis. When I was younger, I used to get this. It's very scary because it literally feels like something is holding you down. And if you can get your eyes open, it really does seem like something almost invisible is there. Probably the brain creating something because that would be the only logical conclusion. Well, Mark D., I got to warn you. I'm going to go beyond logic in this segment with you, but we're going to get there. Now, he continues, says there are two sides to this. One side says it's the devil holding you down because you are trying to make a decision to do good or better with your life. The other says it's the place where your brain wakes up but your body wasn't sent the memo yet. LOL. I'm more inclined to believe your body has just not woken up yet, although it has happened 5 times in my life, and every time it was because I was making a decision to get off drugs or whatever. Ooh, that's very interesting. And that's what I call a clue, Mark D. I like where you're going with this. I haven't had them for years now, but my 19-year-old daughter is having them on a regular basis. Is there a deficiency or toxicity that you can know of for this condition that can help her out? Thanks, Brother Mark D. All right. Now, I don't have a list of the drugs that have sleep paralysis as a side effect, but I will, it's one of your questions you have to ask is like, are you on XYZ medication? Because that is one of the known possibilities. But I think you were referencing illicit drugs when you said, because I was, you know, making a decision to do better, to get off of drugs. One of the realities when we talk about mind-body-spirit connection is that there is a spiritual side of our lives that we sometimes, in a molecular reductionist culture, don't like to acknowledge. And we're just chemicals and matter and a body. That's it. That's not it. There's so much more than that. And in fact, there are things called possessions. There are things called, you know, demonic scenarios where there are people who have passed over who glom onto someone who has alcoholic tendencies and literally just keep the drinking going. Now, this, you know, some people say, well, you're just trying to make excuses for people who are drunks. No, I'm not trying to make excuses for anyone or anything. I'm acknowledging a world that's larger than the molecular reductionist psychiatrist who can only see brain chemistry and say, hey, you need an SSRI. You talk about medical drugs, okay, that's one thing, but let's talk about some of the really hard illicit street drugs. They, for lack of a better way to say this, they will poke holes in your aura from the inside. In other words, you have an energetic body. It's not just a physical body, there's energy. It's like, the earth is surrounded by energetic layers as well. And when you do things that damage that from within, it's not like somebody's puncturing it from the outside, from within, you open yourself up to entities that can indeed penetrate and glob onto you like a remora shark, a remora shark relationship, except it's not symbiotic. It's beneficial to the entity that's passed on that really enjoyed the sensation of being drunk, for instance. So I'm not trying to say this to scare you, Mark D. I don't know what your daughter at 19 is doing if she has opened herself up. It can also happen due to severe emotional trauma, abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse, sexual abuse. Again, I'm not saying that that's what this is, but these are scenarios that can make, you know, basically your psychic energies open wide for those who would glom onto that energy. Now, it might not be as nefarious. It could be that there are people that also have emotional wounds and needs, and they are drawn to people who are wounded, and they will literally suck your energy dry. If you've ever walked into a room with someone like that, you know how exhausting that can be. And you've got to protect yourself, but that repair has to come from within. You can get help from outside, from people that will help you talk you through it and recover it. But in a real sense, the sleep paralysis is more than just your body, your physical body hasn't woken up. It can be in some cases as simple as that. But in your case, you mentioned it. I wanted to broaden our discussion. If you have more questions, give me a call or leave me a message at robertscottbell.com because, as I remind you, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.